We'll call the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting Monday, March 18th, 2013, to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards is not here. Rick Therese is not here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures to everybody?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on the previous week's public hearing request, and then the project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications to the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to the minutes now, right?
Uh-huh.
Has everybody on the commission read the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Okay, now final vote on the Paget. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Landscape.
Okay, in summary on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, Public Water Supply District Number 3, and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, a 25-foot-wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the landscape product supply business and the adjoining residences to the north, south, and east. Fourth, and I actually meant to take that one out. There was discussion of that anyway last week of taking number four out. Number five, a parking area shall be provided, ensuring at least one space for every 1,000 square feet of outdoor sales area, up to 10 spaces, with one additional space for each additional 500 square feet of outdoor sales area. Number six, the hours of operations shall be Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Number seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Number eight, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, the applicant shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. The construction of any new commercial structures shall require connection to Branson Municipal Sewer. And number nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. And, oops, I was just going to... It was really, I thought, expressed last week that the Planning Commission felt that that should be removed. I just didn't get that one removed in this copy.
Okay. Okay. Has any of the commission got any questions? For
Bob, bring that picture up for it, will you?
Do you want this one or the...
Yeah, okay. Either one of them, it doesn't matter. No, the ones where you... Yeah, that. Did it turn backwards?
I can give you... We've got these two. Yeah. Okay.
Now, according to what we was talking about the other night, walk over there and show us where you're going to pile your material.
Right here.
Okay, and your buffer, you agreed, we said you'd have to have a buffer there.
Yeah, what we agreed, I thought, just correct me if I'm wrong, was here and here, down this property line here and here. Is that right? I mean, I'm just...
What about down in front of this other house?
What about south side?
Here we had said that, I misunderstood this, that along here we didn't see the need because all it was doing was blocking the white
door. Yeah, I'm talking about right in front of that one house.
Right there?
Yeah, back to about the
tree. Nobody said, I can bring it down to this area here. We had just said, to remember correctly, I think somebody asked me, would we be using this area for any commercial use? I said, no, because this is an existing residence. This really isn't our area to use. But I'll do whatever you feel like to make the neighbors happy.
In my own opinion, I feel like if we approve it, it ought to be in front of that one house there down to them trees.
Right down to here.
Kind of down to here.
Okay.
Yeah, right through.
Well, how do we have that written in there, Bob?
I think right now, I think I've just got it the adjoining residences to the north, south, and east.
Well, so we need to put so many feet on that one. Don't you agree?
I agree. I don't think it'll bother them if we approve it because they can't fit for the house.
Let me think about this.
For that one house. Mm-hmm. But I think it would look better if it did.
And so really that would be along the north side.
Down to the trees. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, get the next picture.
Okay.
No.
Or kind of that one.
Yeah.
So
from there back to the left.
Have we not got our later light?
Yeah.
We just need to know.
There's
the
a later
light
there.
Would there be
We moved.
Sorry.
It's not.
Is that what you want?
Our lasers.
Well, we've got it as it is now. We've got it all the way down the line. And their feeling to this tree line would be sufficient because there's nothing else there all the way to the next block.
Yeah.
Man, I'm afraid if you do too much to that street coming on to there, if you put something very big, the people in the next car behind, I mean, my opinion, but...
Yeah.
And the people at the driveway of the house, they wouldn't even be able to see down the road if we get too crazy with it.
That's just something I wanted to ask.
Sure.
That's up to the rest of the board.
Stay for the tree line.
Is that okay? I think so. Do you?
Since we have some there.
It's not on that. It's not as critical as it is on the others there. But I agree. If you're going to do the others, you probably should do that one.
Any of the rest of the commission got any questions for him?
I would like, if it's not too much of a problem, can you show where you guys did the on-site inspection and the...
Oh, yeah, the video?
I'm trying to get a... It's kind of on a hill there, and it shows the contours a lot better on that.
I don't...
I thought about that this week, and I'd like to see that again.
I don't remember which one's which.
Okay. There you go.
That one should have the view down the road, I believe.
Now then, that's showing right there. Can you hold it, or you
got to
keep on going?
Oops, I hit the... Sorry, let's get it back to...
That's all right. We've got time. Whatever. A lot of it.
We'll get it back to...
You want to stop
about
the
right
along in there.
There.
Okay, that's the line that unless somebody else wants to put that.
Well, no, right there is where you're putting
right
the stuff.
There, mm-hmm. There is the other location, and that will go back there under that tree where the buzzards are, basically.
Yeah.
But it's not supposed to extend down this way too far toward the highway, the way I understood that.
No, sir.
Refresh me on that, about how much area is it going to take for the bin storage? You're going to have a prefabricated concrete bin storage?
Yeah, there'll be blocks, like large concrete blocks. They're 6 foot by 3 foot.
Mm-hmm. 6 foot by 2 foot.
Mostly. I'm sorry. Yeah. 2.5, depending on.
That's all I need.
Bob, go back to where you was a while ago on where you was changing that.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Now, north side, south side, and east side. The east side's the main road, isn't it?
Let's see.
No, west side.
No, west side.
I was just saying, I got to think about
it. West side's the main road. What you're wanting to change there around is on the north side.
Yeah, here's
north side.
Yeah, so we talked about putting it to basically about here on that north side. And then, yeah, the other ones from the north, looking from the north. So.
Any other questions from the commission? I'd oppose a vote then, or a motion, I mean.
I'll make a motion to accept as written.
I don't have a problem because I don't really feel that it would be a major sales thing or anything like that. It's just something that would be in line with the business, and I would second that motion.
Maybe second. He's second.
We got it.
Oh, you're tagging it?
Yes, sir.
Dave, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Everybody in favor, aye.
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 Everybody opposed?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You said the desk is probably better.
Exactly.
Just the
desk. Yeah. Anybody here for the state line gun range? Is that?
Yeah. One thing I did want to tell you too, the Sycamore Family Ranch has withdrawn the last one. So, and I've just put together kind of a PowerPoint just showing the location, and then we normally just let the applicant explain what's proposed. And basically, the red dot here is the approximate location in the county. And then we've tried to.
I brought a topo with it.
Oh, okay.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Terry?
Yes, I am.
And then we've tried to just kind of gradually zoom in here. And then I've just we've just got a.
Bob, can you tell me where this is at?
Yeah, it's quite a ways. I guess you could set it up here if you'd like.
Yep.
I have a draft, quick draft, that the proposed area would be on this perimeter here. But looking at this right, yes, that would be correct. In this area here.
There's no other people close to you and
probably the closest folks are on the Arkansas side.
How many acres do you plan on using for this?
Target shooting a range.
How many acres?
Pardon?
How many acres?
I sit on 5 now, and I'm buying the other 35 from my sister, which is behind that second lot, which should be behind here.
This perimeter, I'd be buying back actually all of this. goes back 40 acres back. Someone else came home. I already own the Arkansas side, too.
Yeah, which is good. I was going to tell him if he's going to include this at 35. We got to notify from that.
And the neighbor's on fire now.
Is that area
there? Yeah. You're buying the property adjacent to it?
My sister owns it now as it sits, and I'm buying the 40 acres behind my property.
Adjacent to it.
And so, right. So which parcel is it?
Up? Now, you can.
This would be what I'm buying also, this acre here.
Okay, so this
and
one.
I
this
own
one.
This acre.
Yeah, here's the one. Here's the one.
Right.
And the range is going
to be where? The range would be in this area here. Actually, yeah, right in here.
So your house will be between it and the property next door.
This is a shop. This is a building.
Oh, this is a shop.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a proposal that was actually approved a number of years ago. He has, and don't let me misspeak, but he's got both a...
Class 2 manufacturer.
What's this land here? Now, this part that you're buying here?
Yeah, my sister owns it now.
No, above the line here.
Is this the part
to the west?
This is what we sit on here. This is what I have the property on, the 5 acres that you've approved already for commercial. I'm buying the rest of this.
Okay.
What about the land to the left of that area?
This
there?
Side?
Uh-huh.
I own this corner over here, and I own wherever the Arkansas line is, I own all that property, too.
Well, you say this corner. What are you?
Well, it's kind of confusing.
Kind of think of buffering. That's what I'm thinking about.
Right, and I understand that. The lady from Texas owns... this piece, let's see, this is the road that goes through my property. She owns this little corner here. My sister and I own this here. This is a lady from Texas, yes. So she owns this chunk right here, and I own all of this over here, which is on the Arkansas side. And I own this side, too. It basically comes to here. Where's Stoney kind of have it? This should be Stoney, but let's see, now I'm turned around. There's Walton. We're going that way. So basically, I do own all this over here. If this is Walton, I own all this. Over.
Thank you.
So basically, this 40 is what I'm purchasing. Because this is part of my sister's. This is my sister's all this, and I already own all this. So we actually own all this 40 right here.
That road, that little road there, the right-of-way,
this here
property, that is where the lady from Texas owns?
She owns this little chunk right here.
Right there?
Right here.
I may have. Well, that doesn't show too much better. I was hoping that would.
Well, you can kind of see it on the map that you can.
Yeah.
It's kind of that little V-shape.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct.
No, I'm asking for the Texas homes.
Yeah. He's buying.
Yeah, but this is the only one concerns
me.
This
is what she owns, right?
Right here.
But you own this.
Yes.
And all the way up to here.
Yes.
And down here.
Yes.
And this.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you own this.
Mm-hmm. No. This, if this is how it's split up, Walton or Prayer Mountain owns this. This was my dad's. He sold it to Paramount. The 40 acres that I'm buying from my sister carries is this.
Okay, okay, I got that.
All that is.
And you own this?
Yes.
And you own this? This is Arkansas?
Yes.
You don't own this or this?
No.
You're putting the gun thing right here.
Correct.
Now okay. One.
Right about where this surf. This is a dirt bike trip right now. So let's see. It would be right in here. Here's where the range would go and what we're buying.
Hang on a minute. I can't hear much for them out there, but anyway, go ahead.
The range would be going here. I'd be putting a range house here. The firing line would be here. My sister and I own this land going this way.
Does that go uphill or downhill there?
It goes down. The berm is going to be 30 feet high.
Okay.
30 feet wide, 30 feet deep. And it'll be 12 people will be online. The line will be right about here because I'm going to build a range house. This is an existing garage. Now the range house would be, the firing line would be right about here. The berm would be right in here. That's about it. And it'll all be gated in, security cameras.
How many yards is the forest that you're going to be shooting?
200 yards.
200?
Yeah.
So it's about 200 yards from here.
Correct.
To this
point. Correct.
So you're not going to, at this point, encroach on the other property that you're buying?
No, not at this point, no.
And that was going to be one of my questions because initially...
Well, you didn't know yet.
Exactly.
Pardon?
That was going to be one of my questions is we haven't sent out notices yet, but at this point we've just sent out, we've just produced a list based on the 5-acre tract, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one gentleman, Virgil Dickey, owns
this right here, which he comes deer hunting. That's the only person that's in the area. That's it.
Yeah. Will it involve this other parcel? Eventually?
No. Virgil Dickey's land? No.
I meant your sister's.
Other than the title and the deed being turned over to me, you can contact her. She's already aware of this.
Okay. No, I just meant, will it...
Won't we'll, approach on it
yet. Yeah, this... No. The shooting range won't no. be on the... Okay.
Okay. Barb, you're putting in. From what you tell me, it's going to be about a 1.5-1 slope on that you'd be shooting into.
Yeah, I went on the internet and gotten various different concepts of how they set their ranges up, and it's basically based off of a lot of the ranges that have already been in existence that works. I believe it's a 1.5 slope on it.
Well, when you put a slope in, dirt falls naturally to a 1.5-1 slope, and that's about what you're going to plan on doing.
Whatever angle, I don't know, I'm a mechanic and a gunsmith, I don't know angles.
Well, I know dirt.
Okay, well, whatever slope it'll be.
You're going to let when you put the fill in, what I was wondering, I guess, kind of was, are you going to let it fall naturally to that slope, or... Is it going to be a finished slope?
It'll be a finished slope and compacted and probably a way to keep it from washing away, yeah.
You may have to go to a 2-to-1 to get that where you can hold it and work it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to make it straight up and down. It's going to have a little bit of...
You plan on probably want to keep that slope area mold and everything on that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it probably wind up being a 2-to-1 slope where you can do that. Wouldn't you think, Randy?
Yeah, he mentioned a 30-foot high, but his drawing here just says 15, on if this is correct. Is that? This is your berm here, correct?
Yeah, that was just a rough. I was going 30 by 15 high, so if it needs to be higher, we can go higher. But, yeah, that's what I
have.
It
didn't come out too well. It's on graph paper, so it kind of
wide at the
caught the graph itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark the 1-to-1 slope. That won't work.
It'll never stand.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stay there.
So it needs to be a...
But that's a technicality. That's really not anything that concerns our business so much other than you get some, if it is approved, you get something that will stand up there and
right.
It'll stay put.
Right.
Yeah, but you're shooting over the hill. You know, I mean, the hill goes down and you're shooting straight out. It needs to be burned plenty high enough to where it does not...
Oh, I understand that. If we have to, we can lower where we're shooting, our spot, so you're not... Shooting downwards, you're either going to be shooting straight across, if anything, and I don't want to shoot upwards either.
No.
Yeah,
it's got to
be
straight in line with what you're shooting at.
Well, and you also on your area where you're shooting into, you need a little more select material there in that because of I think you don't want big rocks in it or a chance of ricocheting,
right? And I'm on.
I built one of these before.
Okay. Okay.
I understand it a little bit.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for you?
Can we get you to go ahead and give the new summary of what you're proposing on the berm in writing? Because what we've got here is not what you're saying.
Yeah. The only thing we need is to know what the height of it is and stuff like that. What, how many
elevation and that type
your
thing.
Yeah, elevation and stuff. The
what
yard,
we have turned in wrong.
That's your problem. I don't mean me. You know.
Okay.
We want you to have the berm to the proper height and everything. So, and other than that, and like you say, if somebody you get somebody to do some engineering on it, whether they'll give you, they can give you those numbers. For
okay.
It's not that
okay.
Hard to
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can do that.
Anybody else got any more questions?
Just one question. What type of guns are you planning on using within this range?
It'll be handguns and rifles. For sighting in rifles and whatever. Do you need that? Or?
No. Okay. I don't think.
Deer rifle. That type of thing.
Is this going to be something where people will pay to come and shoot and
yes,
target practice?
Either what? I have proposed.
So what hours have we got on it?
Either I was going to do a membership or a daily, depending on the cost. To be a membership like Ozark Shooters does, they have a membership due either annually or if you want to come out on a weekend and shoot, something like that. I haven't figured out what strategy to go with yet because we're still in the concept
this
stage.
This is a rifle and pistol. You're not planning on shotgun
or
no
sir.
At this time.
Yes.
Have we got a time frame on this? I didn't read it if we did.
Yes, I do. I can find it here for you.
Might be good because it helps the daylight hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put in lights and a cover so they're not sitting in the sun baking. I had the hours of operations. I have an agreement, acknowledgement, risk lease, limited agreement. Devin, do you remember if we put down the hours? Did we write them down?
Well, we did write them down, yes, but I don't know what happened. That might still be on that notepad.
That's what I'm looking for. I had hours of operation. It was no Sundays or Mondays, Tuesday through Saturday. I have it.
Yeah, what we decided on was basically a 9 to 7 in the evening through the summertime when the sun's still out till 10. And then after that, we're basically going to have everything shut down a half hour before dusk so that we can monitor the cleanup of the range and everything, get it all shut down and cleaned up. Okay. So that's basically what the time frame we had decided on was.
I thought I had it written down on a schedule, and I don't see it here.
That should be put in there.
Yeah, we need to.
And we can determine that at the next meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
It has to be right now.
Anybody else got any more questions? Will we vote on this? For next.
Yeah. The public hearing will be held next month.
Next, and then the next week after that.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We're done.
Thank you.
You
would like in writing the engineered planning for the
for the mound itself.
Yeah, we'd like to know what the
actual dimensions.
The back wall of it, kind of what it's.
Okay. I'll get that over to you.
Explanation of that, I think.
I'll get that to you this
times
week.
Times of operation.
And times of operation. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. His house, bed, and breakfast. Charles.
Des Moines.
Des Moines is the representative.
I am. And I have some people who know a lot more about than I do here, too.
And here's some aerials of the property in question off of Lakeshore Drive. And just tried to put in some different views of the property here.
What's the pavement that turns to the right and goes up in that subdivision? What's the name of that, Charles?
The subdivision? Which pavement?
Where
are you talking about? Before you get here.
Cougar Court.
Cougar
Trail. Yeah, Cougar
Trail. If you go up Timber Lake, yeah, but it's, you're talking another quarter of a mile. Yeah.
Are you right across from the, where the Canicut's got the...
Yes, the walk bridge, you go under the second walk bridge and the next block down on the right. History of it is...
You go past the second walk bridge?
This one gives you a
pretty
good view.
It's under the second walk bridge.
So you're going past the blue gate.
You go past Timber Lake Road. And then the yellow Victorian that's on the right.
So you're down there by the all them condos or something right there on the left.
Yeah, it's across the street. History of this, in 1996.
Sorry.
I'll find it here in a minute. History of it is, are you going to stay?
Yeah, I'll stay.
Okay, here we go. That's Timber Lake. That other walk bridge is right there. So you pass Timber Lake, which is this corner right here. This is an office right now for Kids Across America, a different operation, but under the same umbrella as the nonprofit. As you can see, all of this property here is camp property. This property was purchased in 96. I came before this commission at that time to get this building approved. And it was dual purpose at the time, the way the construction was, no difference in the plans. It's all still the same. No change in it except for the fact that it exists as an office right now. And I would like to bring the attention right here is a pumping station for the sewer district that Norman and Gary Smalley deeded to the county for that pumping station off of this property at that particular time when they built. It was a simple move for them because they were across the street in this building, moved across. History of the area, if you're familiar with Lakeshore Drive, you know there's other resorts up and down there and adjacent to this. And it butts up to the property over here, which is an adolescent rehabilitation center formerly. It's now for sale. There's about 20-something acres that's currently... and I don't know any of the history. It's currently listed by an agent that's in the room. That's the Dulos property. This, when it was constructed, is an office, but it had a dual purpose in that construction. According to the plans, it could be converted to a bed and breakfast. So in the walls is already existing plumbing and structures that can be modified to convert it to that bed and breakfast. And Norma and Gary Smalley had that intent. They do not want to do that. But Charlie does have that dream and want to do that for this property. So it's really not going to change the existing property, just some remodel in the interior to convert it to that bed and breakfast. So as far as use is concerned, that would be, when you say bed and breakfast, it'd be a compatible use for the neighborhood and allow parents from whether they're here or anywhere in the area to be able to have another facility for as a resort. So, questions, gentlemen?
I've got one or two. How many people are you considering for this bed and breakfast? How many rooms?
I think there is seven rooms.
Seven available, right?
Seven available.
Okay. Would be an office space, have you got plenty of parking?
Yes. And that issue came up in 96 about impervious cover, and that's why this area is paved
and it's left for impervious right on that side here, and there's some right down here too. In fact, there's more than adequate parking. You'd have to have a pretty good party down there to fill up all the spaces.
That's a better view.
But available space, the property line itself does go all the way back here and to a point right here. That's the property line outline and behind the sewer plant right here, the pumping station.
You're hooked to that?
Yes.
What joins that to the right hand, down the right hand corner, bottom corner?
Talking about here?
Over, further over to the corner. What's... What would be north?
Kids Across America. Oh, north? That's south. No, this south. Is the south side. This is the north side. Yeah. South side is that property. Benita, I don't want to get you in the eyes. The building itself sits about right here, that Kids Across America. That's an access road that comes to the back side of that property. And then the building itself is right there, the Kids Across America offices.
I think you mentioned parking, sir. The Kids Across America actually park right here adjacent to parking space.
Yeah, that's available parking there, and they're allowing them to park there right now. It's additional space.
Okay, anybody got any more questions?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You said the other one.
And yeah, they've withdrawn. The last one withdrew.
Did you see the list on it?
On the last one?
What?
No, when I heard it was withdrawn, I just put this. Oh, yeah, I see.
Mini village out
there. You want to build a 1,000-acre camp? Looks to me like it.
Big profit.
Yeah, I think they're considering a new location from what we understand.
Different location? Well, it didn't look like they had enough in that location.
Yeah. There would have to be some road improvements on the last section of road, which will be narrow.
Have we got any old or new business? To?
I guess at this point about the only thing, we did have, it's...
Would you like the store left open?
Please.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. The county commission... has kind of indicated anyway that it sounds likely that they are going to hold another hearing soon, and I think we're likely going to see an adoption of the Nightly Rental Amendments. We've been hammering that out for quite some time now, and it sounds like an adoption is likely anyway.
Well, this example, this bed and breakfast here has 7 bedrooms now. Refresh my memory on how many occupants we can see in those 7 bedrooms.
Well, the way we've got the nightly rental...
Just for an example.
Yeah, the way we've got the new nightly rental written, we could have 2 per bedroom, and then plus 2 for the whole facility. So the most you could have per the new provisions would be the 16, yeah.
Well, this is a pretty big building.
It is.
So it's probably... This is probably a fine thing for here. Lots of road, you know, views that get in and out.
Not as big as the one over on Table Rock.
Probably not. No.
No, this one's got sewer.
Yeah. Is there any news on that?
Well, the prosecuting attorney's office has taken action. It's being prosecuted. Don't really know exactly where it stands other than that.
I've got a friend over there who said they were still renting it.
Where is that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That 5,000 square foot?
Yeah, 13. 13. I don't know. It may be.
Or Phil Remnant, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They never slowed down. Those people are going to run over you.
I don't think.
Give them the chance.
I don't think they've slowed down on the other one out there on T Highway either.
I don't think they have either.
Well, can we look those up on the internet to see how to rent one?
Oh yeah, they're both still for rent. The prosecuting attorney is involved in both.
Like
so,
I said, these things take time.
exactly.
Have you come up with anything on the? Have we got anything to talk about on the map deal?
Not yet. Yeah, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about?
Not that I have.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.